The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of mercy.
Ihsan, worshipping Allah as if you saw him, for if you do not see him, he sees you, brings the practices and beliefs of Islam to life. Linguistically implies goodness and excellence, but in this context, it is awareness of Allah's omnipresence. And the heart is the faculty of this perception. Ihsan requires purification of the heart. Performing the actions outlined by the five pillars, though indispensable, do not fulfill the purpose for which Allah has created us. It is possible to perform all the actions of the deen without them reaching true worship of Allah. Allah says that such actions are like ashes blown by the wind on a stormy day. Without sincerity, no action has any weight, no action has real ongoing existence, no action will be recorded for us with Allah. Actions are only truly sincere if done for Allah alone. And the Messenger of Mercy said, actions are by intention. One gets what one intends. Sincere actions are by the intention brought to them. Intention must be from the heart. It is not sufficient on the tongue alone. The result of a person's action depends on what is in their heart or what they really want and expect. The heart frequently contains conflicting motives and desires. You cannot just say you are doing something for the sake of Allah, when the truth is your motivation is ambivalent and confused. For an intention to be truly for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, your heart must be free of all the other conflicting emotions and desires which preoccupy most of us most of the time. For our worship of Allah to be effective, in order to achieve the purpose for which we have been put here by our Lord, we need a pure intention from a purified heart.
Messenger of Mercy.